السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, because of his muhabbat, because of his love, because of his compassion, kindness for the ummat, he taught them so many duas. We have been discussing some duas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam over the past, but something that is very relevant and very pertinent and very important, especially in our times, is another dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which Hazrat Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught the ummah or the sahabas to make that dua. Hazrat Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was once informed by another sahabi, I'm giving you the meaning of that hadith, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deaths and worries have engulfed me. And because I'm in heavy debts, the worries are so much that I've become what we may term in our days as depressed, although there was no such thing as a sahaba suffering from the depression that we suffer these days because of worldly worries. But in the first place, the sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they did not incur deaths for worldly reasons. By worldly reasons, I do not mean for food and for drink and for clothes and for necessities. That is not world. Those are necessities of life. I'm talking about just for luxuries, just for the fulfillment of one's desire to be also known as those who possess plenty of wealth, or just for competition purposes, that my neighbor has got a good car, he's got a good home, he's got beautiful new furniture, he's got the best equipment in the kitchen, so therefore I too must have the same. There was no competition business there. Their debts that which they incurred was for necessities. But sometimes the person is unemployed, sometimes the person doesn't have any other way out to buy necessities, so they go and buy it on account, or they incur some debt or some credit. So the sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am being overburdened, worries have engulfed me, and I have become very concerned because of these debts of mine. I mean, for the payment of these debts, the worries have gripped me, because they did not intend to digest the loans that they took from anyone. Their niyat was always to pay back as quickly as possible. In the first place, they never borrowed on interest. Once interest was declared haram, then there was no question of a sahabi going and borrowing on interest just for some luxury. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, what do I do? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, shall I not teach you a kalima, meaning a dua, that if you have to recite that, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill all your debts. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy, He will create the means, He will create the conditions for the fulfillment of those debts, for the payment of those debts. Again showing that Allah Ta'ala is the one who will create those conditions. Allah Ta'ala will create those means. If the person's niyat is sincere, he wants to pay back every cent that he is owing to any person, then Allah Ta'ala creates the means. But when the person's niyat is not to pay, then there will always be a delay. Even if Allah Ta'ala provides for him sufficiency, but there will always be a delay in the payment. because his niyat is like that. And try it out. If you have some debts, and make the niyat that I want to pay back as quickly as possible. In the first place, of course, it mustn't be on interest and mustn't be for loans without necessity or debts without necessity. Come down to simple living. But if the person has incurred debts and it is something that was beyond his means, so then if his niyat is that I want to pay back as quickly as possible, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will create the conditions, he will create the means that this person is able to pay back. He must make the niyat also, he must make the effort too, and he must make dua. These three things go together. First of all, is that the niyat, I want to pay back. Then the effort. After making the niyat, now the person is relaxing that everything will come down in his home. So he has to make some effort. Then Allah Ta'ala will create those means and he will be able to pay back. So with that he must make dua that Ya Allah create the means. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, shall I not teach you a dua? So which sahabi will say, Ya Rasulullah salam, no, don't teach me the dua because I've got great intelligence and great capabilities, and what will dua do? The marketplace is there. Na'uzubillah, no sahabi would have said that. In our times, probably we would say. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught him the dua. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn. O Allah, I seek protection in you from ham and huzn. Ham has been translated as that worry which melts a person. That means even if your worry is so much that it melts you, then to this dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says it is going to remove it. Al-ham huwa al-ghammu alladhi yuzeebul insan. Ham is that worry, that grief, that sorrow, that pain which will dissolve the person. That means it's such kind of worries that how you have to put salt in water and then stir it, or sugar in water and stir it, or in tea, and it dissolves. So that means the person is in extreme worry, extreme grief, extreme sorrow because of this death or any other thing, any other kind of problem. So if he says, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min al-hammi wal-husn. O Allah, I seek protection in you from worries, from grief, from sorrow. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min al-hammi wal-husn. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْأَجْزِ وَالْكَسْلِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْأَجْزِ وَالْكَسْلِ. Ajz is that the person is helpless. He just cannot make any ibadat. Any nafil ibadat he wants to make, he just cannot make. The person wants to make jihad, he cannot make. Because of his incapacity, or because the person is invalid, or the person is doesn't have the strength, doesn't have the energy, doesn't have the resources, whatever it is, but the person is not in a position to make ibadat. His ajiz is helpless. So he's asking Allah Ta'ala for protection from that. And kasal is laziness, that the person has the strength but he just cannot do anything, he doesn't want to do anything. Person is fit, he's healthy, there's nothing restraining him from making ibadat in Ramadan. But laziness, the person doesn't want to do anything. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, must ask Allah Ta'ala for protection from such laziness also, which has gripped our lives these days. That when it comes to ibadat, then laziness at its extreme. Everybody complains, in Ramadan month, you just can't seem to do anything, you just want to sleep and nothing else. So that's laziness. Because just now that same person, if he is told that there are good deals in town, if you go immediately early part of the morning, then you catch the best deals. then that person will have plenty of strength. Or anything where he will see some worldly benefit, then he will have the strength. Then he won't feel sleepy. So we don't say the person mustn't sleep. There must be some sleep also. It is necessary. But the few days of Ramadan, if the person says, I just don't have the strength to do anything, nothing. Whole day he's got no strength to do any ibadat. But for bakwas, the person got plenty of time. For gossip, he's got the whole day. And for watching TV, watching cricket and football and all other sport, then he's got plenty of time. But when it comes to ibadat, then it's laziness. So Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn wa a'uzu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasl wa a'uzu bika min al-bukhli wal-jubn wa a'uzu bika min ghalabati al-dayni wa qahri al-rijal. I will explain the other two parts tomorrow inshallah, but just read this dua today. But the sahabi says that after I read this dua, within a short time, he says, Allah Ta'ala created the means and all my qaraz was over. All my worries were over. Now this is what I was trying to explain, that their worries and their problems, by reading the dua one or two times, it was solved. It was over. And we read it over and over and we say, still it's not over. The reason is that they abstained from sins. They stayed away from haram. They stayed away from any kind of displeasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then they made that same dua which we are making. Allah Ta'ala solved their problems, so can't He solve ours? But we want to continue with our sinful lifestyles, and then we say we are reading that same dua, our problem is not getting solved. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn. Allahumma inni a'uzu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn wa a'uzu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasl wa a'uzu bika min al-bukhli wal-jubn wa a'uzu bika min ghalabati al-dayni wa qahri al-rijal. It is in the dua kitab, morning evening duas, for the treasures from the Quran and Hadith which was distributed here. And if anybody doesn't have a copy, then take it, in one of the pages you'll find it there. But when you read it with understanding, then inshallah you will find it effective. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the yaqeen on these duas which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us. Basically, bukhl and jub. Bukhl means miserliness, seeking protection in Allah Ta'ala from miserliness, stinginess. There are so many people Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has blessed them with plentiful, but they just don't have the heart to spend from there. We're not talking just about charities and donations for masjids, madrasas, the poor, the needy, and for refugees. We're talking about even for his own needs and for the needs of his family, the person doesn't have a heart to spend. Some people are so miserly. And jubn is cowardice. The person is a coward. And وَغَلَبَتِ الدَّيْنِ, the debts, qaraz, has become dominant, has been overpowering the person. وَقَهْرِ الرِّجَالِ, and subjugation of the people. That because of his qaraz now, the person is like under dominance of over by others. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us from all these weaknesses and from all these diseases and from all these shortcomings and from all the sins, whether they are major or minor. Allah Ta'ala must light up our hearts with the noor of taqwa. The last 10 days and nights that are coming, make the best of it. People are leaving this world every day, and we do not know when our departure time will come. Then we will be making high. So before the day of high comes, we rather make it. Make some ibadat, make some zikr, make some tilawat, and beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If only we just clean our hearts a little, we will sense the rahmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala descending. But because we stay in the outside world all the time, in filthy, dirty environment, so our sinuses have become clogged. Our radars have become misty. we can't seem to sense anything. Wallah, if only we purify our hearts a little, then we will experience that rains of rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When a person is walking outside without an umbrella and there's heavy rain, then if he doesn't feel any rain on his clothes, he doesn't feel any wetness, he doesn't feel the drops on his head, then we will say that he has that sensation has left his body. He is walking about, but he is more or less a dead person, because he can't seem to feel anything in his body. So much rain is falling and he is not sensing anything. So his sense of touch and feel is gone. So if there's so much of rains of rahmat, so much of rains of maghfirat that is pouring, and especially now in the last 10 days and nights, it is something that everybody knows, it is reported in the hadiths, and there is our yaqeen and belief. So if we want to sense it, we have to start making the effort immediately. If we wasted the days that have gone, it's gone, we can't bring them back. But let us make up our minds that we want to spend the least amount of time in the outside world for the 10 days. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could go to lengths and exert himself, then if we just for a few days and nights, and that too we don't say stay awake the whole night and stay awake the whole day, together with all the other things that you have to do, but as soon as you finish, then come away into the masjid, read Quran Sharif, make zikr, make tilawat, do some reflection over one's life, the night also, whichever part you can spend in the masjid, spend it in the masjid, and then see inshallah our sense of touch will come right too, and we will also begin to sense the rains of rahmat. Because if so much is falling and we're not feeling anything on our hearts, then there's something wrong with our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.